That wasn't supposed to happen.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world in a bold world for me.
Well, those calling in at precisely 9 p.m. would have heard a bit of Lulu, singing the track made famous by David Bowie. But Lulu actually got something wrong with that, you see. The man who sold the world. But that wasn't supposed to play, but we kind of set the music up for Becky and then found out that Becky couldn't make it. But can we send out some prayers and healing for Becky, because I'm not sure what's happened. I haven't been around on Facebook today at all because of my course that I've been on. I've only got 2 days left of it now, so it's kind of just winding down a bit, and I think that we've come to the end now of doing the work, so the actual certificates come next for the work that we've completed, so it should be. I might just get a job out of it with 2 years to go. Yeah, right, so Karen's signed back in. Karen, you would have been on line 2, but you're now on line 4, but never mind, doesn't matter. I'm sure we can get you in there. Right then, we're looking for some lovely callers. four people. It's enough to start a 1 hour show. We're only here for an hour at the moment, unless we can get somebody to come and join a second hour. So we're not going to linger too long. We're going to go straight in. Go say hello to Queen.
Peaceful greetings. How are you today?
Very well. Getting better. You know, I think I've had a good day today compared to what it has been at the start of the week. It's got a more interesting today. I've had an enjoyable day, so I feel a little bit better now. Okay. Right then.
Glad to hear
so
that.
We're going in to take our first call because we only have four calls, which is just lovely for a 1 hour. So, Holly, good evening.
Hello again. How are you?
I'm awesome, Holly. How are you?
I'm good. I'm curious about, or do you want to just do your thing or you want me to ask a question? I forget how you like to do it.
It depends on how I feel in the moment. So you asked your question, and the other day I wanted to say to you, I thought you were on the line, but maybe you were, maybe you weren't. But some of the information you gave me the last time we spoke, some of it I was able to relate to. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let me adjust my, or a few seconds. Let me adjust my earpiece. Okay. What is it that you would like me to see if I can find out something for you?
Yeah, I have a favorite producer that I'm hoping will work with me. And his first name starts with an S. I'm just wondering if you see him or it's just going to be somebody else.
I feel you will work with him.
Oh, wow.
I feel in order for you to do that successfully, you have to first believe that he wants to work with you.
Yeah.
You have to grow in your confidence and your spirituality.
Uh-huh.
And in your knowing that your gift is worthy of his attention. Now, by harnessing that vibration within yourself and your songs, do you hear me? A song
uh-huh.
around that, what I just spoke about. You got that?
Uh-huh.
Gratitude, self-confidence, knowing that I am worthy. That kind of energy into a song for you to sing and to present to him. You will work with him. Yeah, I feel it clearly. See it.
That's good.
Within a five, so 5 weeks, 5 months, it won't be 5 years.
Yeah. That's great. I've been sending him stuff for months, you know, hoping for a response.
What kind of energy are you putting into it when you send it?
I pray that he gets it. That's about it. I know what I do is good because I'm channeling my music. You know, it's so good. It's not me, I'm channeling it. So I already know it's good, you know.
I accept that because that's what I'm saying that you should be doing and knowing that you are doing. But in the transmission of the, because you're saying you're hoping he'll get it, in the transmission of sending it, what kind of energy are you putting into that transmission? Are you seeing him opening it? Are you seeing him listening to it? Are you seeing him feeling?
Yeah, he's so big that I seriously doubt he opens his own mail. So I pray that whoever does open his mail for him will forward it to him, will actually hand it to him. Yeah, he's huge.
Okay. Well, again, well, all I said is relative to me in terms of giving you the message, and I feel it's going to happen.
Yeah, that sounds great. So, anything else you want to tell me, or you? You need a question?
Let me see. Well, before I came on the air, I decided to use a deck of cards that was made by a friend, and to have another friend in spirit work with me. So let's see how this comes out. And the deck of the card that I pulled for you when you asked your question is growth. That's where I got the 5 from. It's number 32. It's also holding of your heart when you're channeling your music, opening up your first eye, which many call the third eye, opening that up, letting your hair down and grow longer. I see a rainbow.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I believe you let your hair grow longer, like the Native Americans believe that you get more spiritual information. I don't know how to explain it right. And I was just watching a video on that this morning. Your hair, the better connection to the spirit world, like an antenna almost. And my hair is quite long.
And well, there's relevance to that message clearly. And also wearing to be a physical crown, but to visualize yourself with a crown and the rays going, the rays of the crown, you spoke of antenna, the rays of the crown shooting out into the ethers so that you think, and I put that in parentheses, you know your music is great. I know that. I feel that. I said it the last time and I came into saying it again. It's going to get even better. And by you tapping into this, something about you tapping into your aura. Now, this is interesting to me. Tapping into the energies and the colors of your aura as you are writing, consciously doing this just before you start, because it's going to bring in like higher notes of sounds and of words and like of, you know, if you've been dealing with the key of G, then now you're going to go to W, you know, you're going to, it's just going to go higher. You're also accepting the shape of your body. I feel your full figure, not plus size, but I feel you have a full figure body. Okay.
I'm a woman size 12, but I have junk in my trunk. I have curves.
Well, that's where I'm going, because accepting it and savoring in it, accepting your body shape, and really
I like it.
Embracing it. Water, the element of water is important. The drinking of water, in the bathing in water, standing in water. So if you have the opportunity to go to a spa, that would be a beautiful blessing and healing and nourishing for you. Also to when you're in the tub, to stand in the water. It's something about your feet touching the water and absorbing the water through the soles of your feet in that way.
Okay.
And also the birthing. Okay, there's like a ritual that you will create. I may help you now a little bit for this producer to receive your music personally. It's almost like his secretary, assistant, whatever. She might be out sick or something, and he's gonna walk past the desk, and it's sitting on the desk, and for some reason he's just gonna see, pick it up. You know,
yeah.
This is the vision I'm getting. So that's removing the doubt and the worry that you have about him getting to it. There's always a way to get there.
Yeah.
And that you charge it up so much. And then when you, how are you sending it? Well, don't even tell me.
No.
Because I want you to, and then you can tell me. I want you to send it via the mail.
I
want you to send stuff you do by the mail. I want you to put symbols on it. And it might just be symbols, clinking symbols. But something, the color of the envelope.
I put a happy face on it.
go beyond that. That's not out of the ordinary. That's not a, well, let me reframe that.
Yeah, yeah.
From my perspective, it's not artistic enough. It's not captivating enough. Symbols. Ah, instruments. I see like a flute, like the Pied Piper and the a saxophone, you know, like even to the point of the stamp, getting a stamp. Now, I don't even know if Louis Satchmo Armstrong had a stamp. What I'm feeling.
So.
Well, if he does, if you can get it. Or, with those kind of vibrations on it, because that's important. And he's looking for something. He's looking for something to touch his soul. He sees a lot of trash. He's looking for something to touch his soul. Now, I get a P around him, a PM. What's his initials? You were going to tell me in the beginning.
SD.
SD. Something about PM around him. Maybe you should be doing your letters in the PM. Because when I said it, PM, that's nighttime. In the PM. Ask me something if you'd like.
Can you see what he looks like? I'm just curious. You don't have to. I'm just curious.
He felt older. He felt older.
Uh-huh.
He feels like he dresses nice. He likes the finer things of life. And he lives very, very elegant.
Very well.
Because you said he's successful and he has money, like Warren Buffett, you know, like he's very simple and basic, and we know how rich he is. We have some idea anyway. So everyone that has money doesn't always live like that.
That's true.
He's kind, and I feel he's trustworthy. So when you work with him, but don't let him just hand you a contract and you sign it. Don't be an idiot. You know, have a lawyer. Have a lawyer look at it. I feel good about it, but it all has to do with the energy that you transmit when you are sending it to him, and even meditations on, just like I saw him, I see him walking past the desk and picking it up, just, you know, be alluring. It's going to have a life of its own. It's going to call him, that you can see this and feel this, that you're able to connect with his heart. That spirit will do it for you to connect with his heart.
I do. I'm channeling his best friend's music. And messages from his best friend.
You want him. Directly.
Yeah. I got messages from his best friend to him in a letter. You know, you know what I mean? It was beautiful.
His friend speaks to His friend speaks to you directly?
Yes.
And why the heck don't you go to his best friend?
He's in spirit.
Why? Doesn't matter.
I understand.
I mean, you got almost a direct connection.
Yeah, but I got to let him know that. That's why I got to get the message to the producer.
Yeah, well, okay, let's see. Your name. Even to walk with him when your letter is arrives.
Ooh, I like that.
What's his best friend's initials?
P.S.?
Okay, it's still not the P.M.
Wait, let me see.
Yeah, I was just, my friend in spirit, you know, she came to, I brought her in with me. So, you know, work with what I gave you and let me know how you make out. Within a five. Could be 5 weeks.
Okay. I'm trying to find his real name. If that might be what you're thinking of.
Because
he has a show name. Let me see his real name. Oh, no. No, it's not it's not PM. Okay.
But now you know his real name.
I do. I just forget. But, yeah.
And you weren't cognizant of it before, so that's ingrained within him. You're going to connect with him. From my perspective, it's going to happen. What's up, Chen?
No. The queue's going up. So we're
okay.
Five. Yeah.
Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thanks, Ollie. Right. The queue is starting to build up. So if we're going to fit everybody in, we're going to have to.
I'll be quick. You know, my song played at the beginning. I heard Nina Simone playing when I was listening on the line. So you were able to play it.
Yeah, we did. Because what happened is that I set the song to play for tonight. And then when I reset it in the browser, and it should have played the song that I reset, but it didn't. You know what Blog Talk's like. Yeah.
But it did play. I heard
it played. I stopped the one song and I just hit the play button. It started to play something else, but okay, right, let's see where we're going. Joy.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fabulous and grateful. What might I be able to help you with today?
I was wanting to know if I could ask if there's any messages from Spirit, if that's allowed.
Well, you can certainly ask. Stop you from asking. Let me see what will be. What do you have to do with books?
I like to read in my spare time.
Because before I came on, I got somebody who was a bookbinder, which is an old art form. Just consider that, see if it means anything to you in your future, a book binder. I feel a sewing machine. Did your mother sew?
No, she didn't. She had one, but she didn't sew.
That's interesting. I see a sewing machine, and I feel your mother. So she's telling you to sow. And she's also saying to reap what you sow. And I don't know if she's in spirit or not. I'm just going with the flow of this.
Mm-hmm.
You reap what you sow. So, you remember the seeds that you plant, some of them are going to grow. And be conscious of what you plant in your mind. Limit not your vision, and you should go to the eye doctor.
Okay.
And again, I see the sewing machine, and I see drafting paper. and I see architecture. So a drafter, a builder, and a bookbinder. See what that means to you. I see ancient. I see study of ancient architecture being of very much a significance to you. And now I'm going to Italy, to buildings in Italy. I don't know if you're Italian, if your heritage is Italian or not, but I'm definitely getting buildings like Italy, the Eiffel Tower. There's going to be a major change in your life coming, major change. I feel you moving from your current living situation to a building and a life that is more sound in structure. The foundation is laid better. Again, you reap what you sow. So when you are ready to move, when the time comes for you to move, be very mindful of the foundation that you lay as you are moving. Okay. You have a lot of power that you are about to draw upon from within yourself. Your gifts are becoming more evident to you. In a past life, I'm going to say with that Italian vibration that you were, your lineage was royal. And you carry that authoritarian energy with you, within you, which is going to come out of you more as you move forward. By the spring, you're going to recognize what I am saying to you more. You are also going to look into, if you have not already, some of the ways of the mystics of period of time, the time when the Eiffel Tower was built. And I know that's a different culture, but yet it's a time period is what I'm being given. You reap what you sow. You have pieces of things that you've started, pieces of dreams. Is your mother in spirit?
No, she's alive.
Okay. She's watched you gather things you wanted to do that you have not completed. And she's like, looking at you, saying, now it's time to put them together. And also, it seems that that might have been a pattern of hers that you might have cultivated within yourself. Now, tell me if what I said made sense, not sense, and whatever. Just tell me the truth of this exchange.
I like the whole, I love Italian things, and structure. I love art. Definitely, even down to the whole getting my eyes checked, like I've been meaning to do that.
Okay.
I can't disagree with anything. But I do like to start a lot of things, not quite finish.
Well, it's time to start finishing them. And the ones that you don't want to finish, just discard them. But it's time to start finishing some of them because they're going to bring you money into your pocket. And I see New Orleans around you. I see that you have the gift of... Go ahead. What did you say?
You said New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I love that whole culture. I've never been, but I'm dying to go.
Well, don't die. Don't die, but go. Go. At least in the journeys of your reading, I see you sitting with an older man, and he's very wise and very gifted. And you will get a message. Now, if you don't go in, a message that will be very significant. If you don't go in the physical, he will come to you in a dream. In fact, this is a guide of yours.
Okay.
And I don't know what this means. It may make sense to you, but there's like a grinder. You know the thing that they play when the guy with the monkey and had the grinding machine and the monkey beside him, and the monkey was I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm seeing. So it's for you to interpret. He's also telling you that you have the gift of sight, which as your powers are revealing themselves to you, your vision of futuristic things is going to become clearer. But it's depending on you putting things together, reaping what you sow, sewing things together. Okay, and also cowrie shells, the shells of the male and female energy. And I would say there's a relationship coming too that could be very meaningful for you. I'm not going to say it's long term. I'm not going to say it's marriage, but that a relationship with a male, beyond this male, beyond this guy, is coming to you that will have an impact on you for a long time to come. It's going to help you get roots deeper into yourself. Okay, you get to ask me one question if you want.
You said being, I guess, clairvoyant.
That might be the right word.
Is there anything that I could do to kind of help it?
Oh, of course. Of course. Be open to receive it. It's that you're going to be able to, it's prophecy. And even though the clairs are quite common, people speak of them, you know, clairaudient, clairsentient, clair this, clair that. Look up the clairs, and you're looking for the one that is going to give you the gift of prophecy, because that's what I see, the gift of prophecy. And that's what I'm feeling, that when you give a message, within it will be contained almost something set in stone.
Okay.
Mm. Look up the clairs and study it. Oh yeah, YouTube, one of my favorite places. Go there. There's so many places you can learn. Oh, for free. Yeah, be off. Be off to see the wizard. And I see the man going with you. So he's your spirit guide. He's cool. He's my kind of energy. New Orleans vibration. Yeah, have fun. Let us know how you make out on your journey.
Definitely.
Okay. Thank you, Joy. Right. Just before we go to a little piece of music, because we only have Kerry and Karen there at the moment, two Ks. Lovely. Kathleen is signed into our chat room. Brenda was there a moment ago, so she only briefly pops in just to say hello. We will take our second piece of music in just a moment. Can I say, ladies and gentlemen, give yourselves a gentle pat on the back. We have made a big dent in what we need for our target. We almost got there. It's just 2 days to go. We needed to raise $147. That's come down a little bit more now this evening by $3, would you believe? So we're going to be short of target on yet, let's say, that we can carry on for a little while longer until the 14th of February. That's because when we started last month and we pay from the 14th to the 14th normally, so on the 14th of February, it's like there might not be any show then after that for a little while, because you know we've kind of fallen short, so we're not able to make that back up. But let's just say we should have made it by the 1st of February, but we got a little bit of leeway up to the 14th. So keep it coming in, and we'll stay on air for as long as we possibly can. If we have to go off before the 14th, then you will know why. Now I've got the hiccups. Right, that piece of music then. I've heard that all day. I don't know why it is. Wind.
Everything.
I hear when I took that piece of music and melded it into the show, it's from a movie that I'm not really familiar with. I don't think I ever seen the movie, to be quite honest. But I did recognise quite a few of the characters from it. So I must get round to watching some movies again, you know. And you can never catch up on the past, you know, because movies that you've missed, movies that have gone, it's like they're there. You know, they're, I mean, you can catch up now on YouTube, on various places, I think what this is a one in the UK that we have is Netflix and things like that. You have to wait for them to become available for free because I can't afford to pay for anything at the moment. But they do eventually become free. I think let's see, but I have to have a look. I know my son actually pays between himself and a friend. They pay a joint account for Netflix, so I might get him to download me some movies. But that's one movie I want to catch up on because I never did see that one. Right then, we got two pieces of music left to play as well. We got R. Kelly, and we got unidentified piece of music there in the studio that we've been in there for a while now. It just simply says Queen's music, do not delete. And you know, we've never played it because I haven't got a clue what that one is. But we will. We will get there to playing it. Right, now then. We've got just 15 minutes of live air before we have to leave you. So we're going to try and fit you all in. Queen might be persuaded to stay just a little bit longer with us. But we'll try and we'll get to as many as we possibly can. Now, Kathleen's just signed in, and she may be able to help, but she's not been too well herself of late. So, so we can't really expect anybody to do those things when they're not 100%. Right, so let me see. We've got Kelly, we've got Karen, we've got Pat, we've got Kathleen on line 6 is just signed in. So we're going to do our best anyway. And if we have to go, we have to go. I'm sure you'll understand. Right, let's bring Queen back online then.
Because that unidentified music is one of my favorite musicians. It's a personal friend of mine. And so if we play another song today, I would like it to be that one.
Karen, Kerry, I've got three K's I'm looking at now. I've got Kerry, Karen, and Kathleen. Kerry. Hello? I've got it wrong, can I ask? Hello?
Going,
I've opened your microphone, 646. You know who you are. If you're not Kerry, can you speak now or forever hold your peace?
That's what I say. Come forth or not.
Hello, I can hear somebody. I don't know what it is, but I can hear somebody nattering in the background there. but they're not answering. Oh, well, we did try. Right, Karen.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Greetings.
Hello there.
Peaceful greetings.
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi.
I'm calling from Chicago.
I bet it's cold up there.
Yes, yes. I had to take a snow day. I couldn't make it out. It's 13 below, and it's just unbelievable temperatures. I couldn't make it today, so I had to stay home. And they even texted me before I even emailed them that I was going to stay home. So they knew that a lot of people weren't coming in.
Yeah, well, I would hope they probably should have closed the company unless it was the police department or something. But anyway.
Yeah, they didn't close it. Yeah. They should have.
Go ahead.
Oh, but my question is, even though I like traveling there, it is far, and I'm just wondering maybe if you see something else closer to home or a little bit easier to get to.
As far as work?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. I'm feeling you could find work doing things on your computer.
Yes.
That's the first
yes.
thing I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I pulled the card, create your own reality. And I was also guided to ask you, what is it that you would really love to do? What would you do if I could say, right now you can do whatever you want to do? What would you do for your work?
Something more creative. I'm in a field that I don't have a lot of experience in. I'm in the steel industry right now, but I'm more of a creative person. I do writing and advertising and that sort of thing.
Well, there you have it. Create your own advertising business, my dear. and have a what I'm seeing is what is this? It's beautiful. It's a bug, and I'm putting a bug in your ear. It's a dragonfly, and it's exquisite. And I don't know if you heard me earlier. I'm using a deck of cards. I know the artist who made them. I mean, it's an exquisite bug. So this is symbolic of your business. And you will be able to captivate, depending on how you package yourself, people from all over the world. We know the world is our oyster in terms of these days with the internet. And think of your business name as having something to do with the dragonfly. The dragonfly having to do with advertisement and the energies of the dragonfly. Okay? So that's what you should be working on. While you're home today, and although the day is almost over in terms of sunlight, meditate on the dragonfly. Study the dragonfly and see what kind of energy this brings you for your own business. I see you really getting hyped up about it and moving forward with it. You're in sales now. That means you know how to sell.
Steel.
Field?
Steel.
Say that, spell it? Like metal?
Yes.
But you sell?
No. I just work in the office.
You don't sell?
No.
Okay. Well, take that anyway, that you know how to sell, because you're going to have to know how to sell. Sell yourself. That's what I feel, creating your own business.
Okay.
You draw?
Okay. No.
You draw?
No.
Sketch out the dragonfly. Pull down some dragonflies. You know how to use the computer?
Yes.
You know how to take like a to use paint?
Yes.
A paint program?
Yes.
Design your own dragonfly, because that should be your logo, at least to start. Let me go into this. And you're going to branch out. I'm telling you what I'm seeing is, and this is a 33. 33 is a master number. It's a dragonfly like there. Beautiful art. Beautiful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, 8's a powerful number. And it's like in the middle of the page, but then underneath it is a very delicate branch, like with blooms. Flowers bloom. blooming. So you're branching out. The dragonfly is real symbolic. I just picked new beginnings for you.
Okay.
New beginnings. So while you're on your coffee break, on your lunch break, all your spare time, focus on what it is you really want to do creatively and begin to create. You said advertisement. What else did you say?
Writing.
Writing, which means you could write advertisement packaging for people.
Okay.
You could, people now with Instagram and Facebook and all the new ones that are going to come up, this could be a very viable income for you, because that's important, the visual, the wording. Let me see. I feel good about your business for you. You just got to step out and do it.
All right.
And you won't have to go out in the cold. Within a year's time, you will be flourishing within a year's time. If you act now, if you take the step as soon as you get off the phone.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Good.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, ma'am.
Let us know.
Thank you. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Thank you, Kevin. It's going crazy. The core queue has just reached 8. Now, 8 is perfect for a 2-hour show, but we're not here for 2 hours. Unfortunately, this evening we've got to leave you. I've just had... Sorry?
The early bird gets the worm.
Say that again. Sorry.
I said the early bird gets the worm.
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. This evening, anyway, because we can't actually do two. We can't actually go 2 hours there this evening, ladies and gentlemen. So I've just had confirmation that Mickey is driving there at the moment. Otherwise, Mickey would have come in and done the second hour. So Mickey has confirmed with me that he can do tomorrow evening. So that's, if you look forward to that, then anybody that doesn't get a reading tonight, call in nice and early tomorrow, yeah, because we have Mickey with us, and Mickey's sitting in while Selva's away. So he's going to sit in tomorrow night. Not every Thursday, but tomorrow night he'll be sitting in. For Selva. So we'll be bringing you a show tomorrow evening. Get your dollars out already, you know, because we're in the last 2 days now. We've got to make that target. Oh, bless. But I know you're doing your best, ladies and gentlemen. I really, really do appreciate it. Okay, let's see what. Now I'm going to see. Go back to Kerry and see if she's there this time. Okay.
Is that Mickey the Moose?
No, this is Kerry. How are you, Queen?
Yeah. I'm fabulous. I'll be right with you, Mickey the Moose. If you're listening, I'm the one you gave that fabulous message to yesterday. We had such a nice exchange, so now you have a better idea, more of me. But anyway, he's such a masterful reader, messenger. Anyway, who goes there?
This is Terry. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Terry?
Yes, ma'am.
What might I do for you?
Okay, so, hi, Ken. How are you? I wanted to tell him hi, and I am making a donation. For some apparently reason, I just would like to say something is wrong with my PayPal. When I try to link onto the website, it keeps bouncing back my
email address or my phone number. So it's I have to use it from a regular computer. I was using it from my phone and it's not going over. That's why I didn't make my donation yet. But I'll make it tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Guess
we didn't hear that. Okay. All right. So anyway, I have a question for you. All right. So okay, so possibly I'm going. Okay, so in next year I'll be going to school for. And I'm picking up on some people. You know, I'm intuitive myself. Some people that are not so. They're a little. It's you know they're on a very negative side. Do you think I would have, I know I can defend my, for example, doing like an order of protection or no?
Okay, I heard you say next year you're going to go to school and then something happened, so I don't know what the middle of it was.
Oh, okay, so next year, yeah, I'm going to be going to school for music business. If I decide to go to school for music business, I'm picking up energy of some negative people. Do you? Okay, and these are people that are not friends of mine or anything. So do you see me meeting these people or do you see me avoiding them altogether?
Well, I checked two cards before you even, you know, before we even started. And before I even go to them, I'm going to tell you that you need to negate the fact that you need to negate that you're going to run into them and put the energy out that your journey is going to be fine and wonderful and that
okay.
you will be safe and you will have a great time doing what you want to do. And the cards I pulled are abundance. You're going to be drenched in abundance. You're going to be drinking in abundance and also flow. And the chalice, it's an exquisite chalice. It's like you've got your nose in it. I'm going to say nose to the grindstone only. This grindstone is, it's beautiful. You're going to flourish in it. You're going to flow. So there's nothing
okay.
to worry about. Now, if you choose to worry, then I guarantee you, you'll bring these people to you.
No, I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry. Oh, no. I am not going to worry.
And no need to worry, no need to fear. Expect a beautiful journey, because that's what I see for you.
Oh,
and see
cool.
that for
right.
See that for uh-huh. yourself.
Okay.
Sometimes, because of us being people, and even though we all have these fabulous gifts, we still hold on to paths of worry and fear and doubt, and it comes into our intuition and the messages that we get.
Mm-hmm.
And I would recommend that you look at the times when you were correct and look
mm-hmm.
at the times when you weren't correct and pay attention to the state of mind you were in. This will help you to overcome patterns of fear, doubt, and worry. But to answer your question, that's it. And it's going to be beautiful. I
okay.
want to go to school with you. That's how good it's going to be. It's really going to be beautiful. You're going to have a lot of fun. You're also going to be singing.
Okay,
you're
really?
You're also going to be performing, yes. Yeah.
All right, that sounds cool.
Good. I hope that helps.
That sounds good. That helps a great deal. That helps wonderfully.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sherry.
Enjoy.
Yeah. We went back to Kerry because we couldn't raise her there when we first called her. Ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of the show. We're going to have to go, unfortunately, because Queen has other things to do and can't stay with us. We don't have a second hour guest at the moment. We would ask people, but I know that the one person is actually in work and busy. Now, the other person is not very well at the moment. I'm not going to say who these people are, but they do help very often on Psychic Choice Radio. So we're going to love you and leave you until tomorrow evening, where Mickey's going to be joining us, sitting in for Selva. Selva will be back with us on the 15th of February there, ladies and gentlemen. So looking forward to that one. And hopefully we can stay on air until Selva comes back. Because on the 14th, if we don't make target, then we won't be able to stay on air, unfortunately. But we'll see what happens. Okay. So a very big, big, big thank you to Quinn for joining me there this evening. And we send our love and best wishes out to Becky, who is not very well at all at the moment. So I do believe from Jeff there that Becky's had to go back into hospital again. So I don't know what's going on there at the moment, but that's the news I have today. So thank you very much, Quinn.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Right then, ladies and gentlemen, we can say good night and God bless to you from us here in the UK, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you. Those still calling in during the music that was playing, we're actually leaving now. We do apologise that we couldn't bring you 2 hours this evening, but do join us tomorrow evening where Mickey will be sitting in.